Welcome back. You with the news at one. And before we deal with all the latest on Brexit, let's hear from our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrane. John has been at today's hearings of the Carrick Mines inquest, the second day of the inquest at the Dublin Coroner's Court into the deadly fire that claimed the lives of 10 people, 5 adults and 5 children, just over 3 years ago. Today, some of the very distressing evidence that was given concerned efforts that were made to save the lives of the victims when they were discovered. John Kilrane, as I say, is with us. And John, the court, the coroner's court, heard a deposition from Jimmy Connors, and he's the brother of Thomas Connors, and it was in his Portacabin home where the fire started. Is that right?
Yes, Jimmy was the brother of Thomas Connors, and he said he was woken up by his wife in the early hours of the morning. He had been socialising with Thomas Connors and members of the him and the Lynch family earlier on in the evening, and about 4 a.m. they saw the fire in the porta cabin. He said he went over, he kicked in the front door, but the force of the heat pushed him back. He then broke windows to let smoke out, and then he used a pallet as a ladder to climb up, and he pulled out a child. He thought it was a young boy. It was later turned out to be a baby girl, a 5-month-old baby girl, Mary Connors. We also heard from Jim Senior, that would be the father of Thomas and Jimmy. He said his another son, 14-year-old John, also climbed up and took out a child out of the porta cabin, and Jimmy Connors Jr. was describing how he was giving a child mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. A sister of the Connors, Kathleen Connors, she said she was present. The others had been given statements to be read out. She was present. She was breaking down crying in the witness box as she described the events that night. She was handed the baby girl, Mary Connors. She went in, pushed the baby in the middle of her bed in her chalet, went out again. Then she was told that her chalet had taken fire. The fire brigade had arrived at that stage. They pushed their way into the chalet. They got Mary Connors out. However, the baby died in Tala Hospital of smoke inhalation. However, the other child who was pulled out, 7-year-old Tom Connors, did survive the fire.
What evidence was given today, John, by Dublin Fire Brigade?
Well, we didn't hear evidence from Dublin Fire Brigade, but we did hear some evidence from earlier on, the events earlier on that night. Jimmy Connors Jr., whose deposition we heard, had been socialising in the caravan with Thomas Connors, and there were members of the Lynch family visiting as well. He said they were listening to music, they were drinking. He said Thomas Connors was smoking weed. He said by the time he left, he said everyone was pretty drunk. No one had been eating at that time, they'd only been drinking.
And the Dublin
Fire Brigade. We did hear from Dublin Fire Brigade that Dublin Fire Brigade had found the cause of the fire to be a chip pan that had been left on in the kitchen.
Okay, that's what they believe was the source of the fire. That inquest continuing. John Kilrane, our Dublin correspondent, thank you.